Classroom pledge of the week is from Mrs. Walker's fourth grade class at Treaty Rock Elementary.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
It's news time with award-winning newsman extraordinaire, Kevin James.
NASA gives an update on their long-lost space tomatoes.
Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news. It's Kevin's news.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
News is brought to you by Avista and the Colville Rodeo. Before Kevin's news, though, I have to give you this news story. The Coyote Country Cruise on July 11th. The tickets are on sale now. 7 to 10 p.m. We do a three-hour cruise on Lake Coeur d'Alene. If you're 21 and over, you're welcome to come. And I'm going to give you some ideas on how to get those tickets. Silver Safari, of course, has them at the Northtown and Valley Malls. You can also go online to the big 99.9 coyotecountry.com. You'll see a thing that says Coyote Country Cruise right there. Click on it.
What?
And then you'll be able to buy now. There's a little buy now button. You can purchase the tickets there. Or the easiest possible way for you is to just text the word cruise to 509-441-0999. And you'll get a link back, and that way you can buy your tickets there. It's super simple, but we got the notification again yesterday from the guys downstairs, the bean counters, if you will.
Oh, yeah?
And they're like, okay, tickets are going fast. Make sure you let people know. If not, you know, don't wait. It's one of those deals. So we'll sell this thing out pretty quickly. So get your tickets today. Make sure you get your group together, whoever that is, and get your tickets. $15 or $16 online with the whole $1 service fee per ticket.
It will be producer Steve's maiden voyage.
Whoa. Do we get to christen him?
Yes.
Ah, that's going to be so great.
Oh, you had better believe I will have him on display.
Thank
all
you.
Night.
I don't know what that means.
Don't worry about
Steve,
it.
Steve, you know what? The only person who has a microphone at the cruise? Me.
Right. Should go well.
How does that make you feel, bud?
Oh.
Yep, that's the appropriate response.
I'll be good, Steve, but I will definitely make sure everybody knows that you're there and that you're single and
man.
You're ready to mingle.
It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah, it's going to, right, Jay?
Oh, well, absolutely.
At least someone is.
No, you will have a lot of fun.
Other than that part of it.
You're right, Kevin. Two things. It is a very fun time. That's number one.
Yes.
And, well, I mean, there's multiple things. It's beautiful. You're on Lake Coeur d'Alene in July.
Let's not forget about that.
Spectacular. The people
Unless, of course, it's windy, cold, or there's a fire.
It's July. But, no, we're in the perfect, prime window there. We're past the windy, cold, and we're before the smoke. So, in theory. And, you know, the people are very nice. It's very fun and it's beautiful.
They're nice.
Yeah, you're going to love it, Steve.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I'm looking forward to it. Should be fun.
Yeah, don't ruin it.
Wait, me?
No, never mind.
Tank top? What do you think? Will you wear a tank top, maybe?
You want to wear a tank top?
No, I'm not going to wear a tank top. I don't have the arms for it, Steve, anymore. I stopped lifting. I need to start lifting again.
Yeah, man, let's go.
Oh.
You even bench, bro?
I don't bench, bro, but I need to bench, bro.
Okay.
Okay, let's do it. I have an angry woman here in the news, and we got to talk about when you get an angry woman, the best thing to do is talk about her.
Oh, no.
Right?
I mean.
Or tell her this. I think one of the best things you can do when a woman is angry is to say, settle down.
Settle down.
A woman was arrested.
Calm down.
After publicly berating a mother in a Mexican restaurant after her baby was too noisy. Yeah, this is real, guys.
Okay, so there's a noisy baby. Lady eating there gets mad, starts yelling at mom, and then gets arrested. Is that my following?
Yep.
Okay.
The confrontation took place at a place called the Jalapeno Grill. Oh, that sounds good,
that
doesn't
sound
it?
Good, yeah.
Jalapeno Grill. What happens is basically, the mother has a baby, and the baby is making some noise.
It happens.
And the woman begins screaming at her and telling her that, you know, you need to, I'm trying to enjoy a dinner. Don't bring your blankin' baby to a blankin' restaurant.
Whoa.
At this point.
Is this one, Steve?
Yeah.
Oh, you have the blankin' blankins?
Then don't bring your baby in a yelling at me.
I'm only yelling at you because you're yelling at me, and I'm trying to get you to. No,
you I'm trying to tell you. If you plan on finishing your dinner, get the
calm down and eat.
That's what I'm telling you.
Because other people are trying to have a conversation. That's what I did with my children.
Wow, she was.
It's unbelievable.
She was.
It's unbelievable. And the great thing is, every other customer in the restaurant rallied behind the mom.
Good.
And they all like stepped in. Like, those are the voices you hear of like other people stepping in and being like, listen.
Calm down.
Chill, man. We're in a. It's not like we're at the fanciest restaurant. You know what I mean?
Right. What is the jalapeno grill?
It's the jalapeno grill. Yeah. I doubt that. Wow. That doesn't say to me. Elegant dinner.
Yeah.
Why not?
Right. It says, hey, I'm getting a quick bite here. Sorry your kid's miserable, but, you know.
Yeah, it just.
Well, usually if you just scream at somebody your point of view, that will change their
mind.
It will
help a lot.
Especially if there's a child.
That'll help. That was, you know, that video is after things escalated, yeah. Obviously, to
but
that level.
Don't bring your baby in a
yelling at me.
Man, I wonder what those edits were. I can't figure that out.
Yeah, I don't know either. Yeah. Don't bring your
that.
let me hear it one more time, and I think I'll see. I'll fill it in.
Okay, all right.
And don't bring your
cute
baby in a
beautiful
yelling at me.
Don't bring your cute baby into a beautiful restaurant.
Yeah, I think that's right. It's like it's that's exact.
And don't bring your
cute
baby in a
beautiful
yelling at me.
Yeah. Or, that was after things escalated. Is what you
so
said,
that
right?
Was after.
Yeah,
huh?
That was the escalation.
Wow.
Steve.
That's crazy.
Hmm.
Man,
it sounds to me like that woman needed more than a Mexican dinner. She needed
a like, decaf.
Yeah, just something like she's pretty angry.
Wow,
yeah. For no real reason.
No, it's not. That's not okay.
No, we do not. Here on the Jay and Kevin Show, we do not condone that behavior.
The guy that stepped in was relatively calm. I assume he was not with the mom, but he was like, okay, yeah,
Don't yell at me. Like,
it's not going to work.
Yeah, not good. That is not the way we handle situations. I think the proper way would have been to throw something at the baby.
Kevin Eugene. Kevin.
Like, just flip some refried beans on him. Would probably entertain the kid.
Throw some refried beans on him.
I am so happy with the trend that is back on TikTok again.
Throwing beans?
No, they're doing it different now than they. So originally it was just the thing where it was throwing the cheese on someone and letting it stick to their face.
Yeah.
And they would do it
that.
To the little kids all the time, and it was super.
And the kids would laugh or whatever.
So funny, yeah. It's just dumb. It's harmless. Yeah. That's the good news. But if you now, it's they go to take a picture of somebody, and they hold up their phone or whatever, and they say cheese, and you go cheese, and then they throw the cheese on your face.
Okay, that's pretty funny.
And it
though.
Just, I don't know. It makes me laugh. I know it's dumb.
Can we do that to someone
with beans?
The big 99.9 Coyote.
Say beans.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
You go, yeah, you know what? Maybe you could blankety blank blank blank. And I was right in the middle of taking a drink.
And it wasn't really to you.
Oh, not at all. No.
It was to the voice in general.
Just got caught so off guard that I started choking.
You started choking and dying. I'm like, neither one of us is going to be able to talk on the radio.
Kevin James.
Well, welcome to the show, everybody.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
It's a listener letter. You wrote it down. We picked it up and we're reading it now. Gonna find out if we can help at all. And we're gonna see if you can help with your calls. It's gonna be fun and it's gonna be great. So let's get to it. No need to wait. It's a listener letter, don't you know? And we're reading it here on the Jay and Kevin Show.
Dear Jay and Kevin, I went through a very messy divorce a year ago. It set me back pretty bad financially. My parents offered to help out with some money recently. I gladly accepted. I was a little surprised because they are very tight with their money. But then I realized the catch when my dad handed me the paperwork for the loan. He said you can start the payments in a few months whenever you get back on track. I was a little shocked, but okay, I guess I'll just pay it back. That seems fair. Then I noticed he was charging 10% interest. That just seems lame for me for them to charge me that type of interest. Do you think that this is fair? I've already used some of the money, so at this point, just giving them back the money is not an option.
All right, comments are open for you to make on the Runge Furniture Studio line, 509-441-0999. What do you got for us, Steve?
Oh, boy. Well, I just got a call from Phil, Fireball Phil.
Oh.
And
Phil?
I think I might have to agree with at least most of what he said. He said
first
that,
of all, I probably said Fireball for breakfast. You probably don't agree with that. But anyway, go on.
Well, I mean, things would not end well if I had Fireball.
No,
It's basically like mouthwash.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, okay, so he said what you should do is give all the money back that you can of, you know, that you didn't spend.
Okay.
And then do whatever else is left as quickly as possible of that 10% and, you know, pay the 10%, you know, fee.
Sure.
Or whatever,
yep.
Interest. And then tell your parents to pack sand. So I don't know. I thought that was very funny. I don't know if I would do that necessarily, but yeah.
What do you think, Kevin?
Well,
that last
it's
part.
The part that
good, Phil.
Bothers me about this one is that when was it? Was it ever established that this was a loan? Like, it seems kind of weird. Like, they offered to help out with some money. She obviously felt like it was you know, they were just giving her the money, and then Dad comes back with paperwork, mm-hmm. like, oh, here's the loan. You
right.
can start paying it back in a few months. That's nice of Dad, you know, whenever you're back on track. But then, you know, the 10% interest, that's a, it seems like that's something you would have to agree to beforehand.
In
my thoughts,
it
right?
just seems like there's a communication problem.
Yeah.
Like, if you want to loan your kid money and do the paperwork thing and charge the interest, okay, that's your prerogative. You do whatever you want.
Right.
But, I mean, you definitely want to make sure all of that is outlined. And I'm
just
sure
imagine
there's
the bank just yeah. saying, hey, do you want some money? And I'll be like, yeah, I want some money. Okay, here's $5,000. And then like a week later, they're like, well, here's what it's going to cost.
Yeah. I mean,
that's
weird. You just got to communicate it better. And again, that's some people are just like, well, don't loan family members money. Well,
absolutely.
Of course, I think a lot of people have that.
A lot of theory. I mean, that is it. Or it's just this simple. Who is it? Someone says here, David.
Yep.
David says, I always told my wife, you don't loan your children money. You give it to them.
Yeah, and if they pay it back, it's unexpected. And if they yep. don't, it was a gift and you never really expected it anyway. I mean, I think that's a great way to approach it. But again, it's like if he wants to do the paperwork and all that stuff, that's fine. But you got to make sure everybody up front knows it.
Absolutely.
Because a surprise like that, that's also
now,
really loaning family money, man. I don't care if they're the perfect client. It does put a strain.
It does. The old saying of the borrower is slave to the lender
mm-hmm.
is a very true feeling.
Yeah.
It's hard to get whether, and even in perfect situations where you're paying them back or
absolutely,
whatever,
yeah.
it does always feel a little bit weird.
Mm. Especially when you call them a client.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
I will say this. Charging someone 10% interest, come on. Come on.
I mean, and again, if that's what you want to do, it's fine. But you got to tell it up front so she can say no.
Yeah, so absolutely.
Yeah. Or she can say, Dad, come on, 10%.
10%,
Dad. How about 8?
I'm your daughter. could you give it to me for 5?
Do a little negotiating.
Yeah.
And then if you agree to it, then you agree to it. But
then that's what she goes back to with this, is saying, Dad, listen, I have no problem paying you back the money. I will pay the money back. But do we have to pay that kind of interest on it?
What if they make it like Facebook Marketplace and they go, look, Dad, I don't want to pay the interest back, but I'll trade you
yes.
you know, a bike that has one flat tire, but it's not flat for a reason. It just needs air. What about that?
Yeah. That is the way you do it, Jay. Start adding other stuff in.
Yeah, yeah. I'll pay you back, but I don't want to pay the interest, but I've got this old quilt that has only that one coffee stain on it. Should be fine. I think you can get it out if you use the right stain remover. But other than that, how about we trade that?
It only covers 10% of the quilt.
Right. So it's about the same.
Right. This is an interesting angle from KJ, and I want to see what you think. He said, in my honest opinion, it depends on your past history with money. Were you reckless? Did you buy unnecessary stuff, fancy cars?
So he's trying to teach a lesson.
Fancy coffee-flavored drinks, meals out, trips, spa days. Just kind of the thought there of like, you know, are you...
So he's trying to teach financial responsibility is what this guy's angle is. He might
think
possibility that's what's happening.
It could be. Yeah. I mean, that's reading into it a little bit, but.
I mean, it is possible. We don't really know, but again, if like, just make sure everything's up front. Just let's all communicate.
Did we have no idea how much money this is? Correct?
Nope. She did not say how much money it was, okay. And you know, and that's that matters a lot too, because obviously 10% on $5,000 is not nearly as big of a deal as 10% on $20,000.
That's good math, Kevin.
Right?
Yep. And the whole family, you know, selling stuff to family or loaning money to family. You know, if it doesn't work out, not like people hold grudges or remember that their brother didn't pay for that motorcycle from, you know, 20 years ago. What? That's, did I say that out loud?
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Country girl. Shake it for me, girl. Shake it for the birds. Shake it for the bees. Shake it for the catfish swimming down deep in the creek. For the crickets. And the critters and the squirrels. Shake it to the moon.
Kevin James.
Shake it for me, girl. Aw. Shake it, girl. Shake it for me, girl.
On the Big 99.9 wow. Coyote Country.
I mean, just wow.
Wow is right.
Wow. Wow.
Wow is right.
Wow.
What a performance.
Well, we did that yesterday. Boy, wow. Well, let's play a little game here right now for some Watershed tickets. Brought to you in part by Hamco AAMC.
That guy will be at Watershed.
Charlie?
Not Charlie the Coyote, but Luke Bryan.
Oh, I was like,
wow. The original maker of that song.
Crazy. Yeah, I didn't realize that. Karen, how are you?
I'm good.
Well,
hopefully
Karen.
This is an easy game.
Yeah, oh, so easy. It's Name That Tune, so.
Turn your headphones up right now. It's time to name that tune. Time to name that tune.
Kevin's a very good Name That Tune player, Karen. You're probably aware of that. So here's how this is going to work. We've got 7 songs. If you get a passing grade, you win the tickets to Watershed. So all you got to do is get more than half. Now, you can get 7 seconds of a song, or you can challenge Kevin to name that tune in 1 second on each song.
Yeah. And now, may I ask a question?
You may ask all the questions you want, Kevin.
Are all of these people that will be at Watershed?
They are.
Okay.
Ooh, okay.
All Watershed artists. You understand how it works, right, Karen?
I do.
Okay, Karen, we got the song number 1. Would you like to have 7 seconds, or would you like to give Kevin 1 second?
I'm passing. Okay. I'll
get to Kevin. Kevin, I feel like you're going to be on. I feel like you're going to be on a lot for this one. Here we go. 3, 2, and 1. Kevin, name that tune.
Oh, wow. Okay, we're in the middle of the song. That threw me for a loop, Steve.
Makes it harder.
It is Luke. It was. Play it again, Luke Bryan.
He was like, oh my God, this is my song. We've been listening to the radio all night long. I can't believe it.
One to nothing.
She would get 7 seconds of that in the middle of the song?
Yeah, she would.
Oh, whoa.
Oh,
okay,
whoa.
That maybe changes the game for Karen.
Karen, you now have a 1-0 deficit. It's the Kevin and Karen show. It's like your mom on the phone. Man, Karen, what would you like to do for song number 2, all Watershed artists? Would you like 7 seconds or 1 second for Kevin?
I'm still going to pass to Kevin.
Kevin, 1 second. She's feeling confident that you will blow it. So am I. 3, 2, 1.
Well, I can still...
That was
okay.
I lied. That was 0.7 seconds. 3, 2, 1.
But I can still see her on the. It's. I know who it is. It's Old Dominion.
Mm-hmm.
I'm out of time.
But I can still see her on the bed, Hotel sitting King. Indian style with my T-shirt on.
Dang it!
And a half-drunk smile. She talked about Austin and how she get back there someday.
All right, it's 1-1, Karen. Well played on that one. I'm gonna guess you want to continue this same strategy or no?
I am going to. Yes.
She's gonna sit by and let you lose it. Kevin, name that tune in 3, 2, and 1.
She said, "Don't come home."
That is Hardy. Woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning.
2 a.m. I knock, knock, knock up on the door.
2-1. 2-1 in favor of Kevin.
Karen, have you ever been to Watershed?
I've been one time, and I want to go so bad.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right. As they once said. Let's see. Same strategy, Karen?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, she's sticking
Kevin,
to it.
Kevin, you're going to have to earn it. This is a Watershed artist as well. Name that tune in 3, 2, and 1.
Every night when she...
I mean, I know who it is, but I'm never going to get the song. It's Dylan Scott, but all of Dylan Scott's songs I love. I just have no idea the titles of any of them.
Right?
That one is Girl Ain't Mine.
She hits her knees and bows her head.
I love this song.
Thanks the Lord
my
for
girl.
Another day. I just thank you for my girl.
Dang it. You were pretty close, actually. You were very close there. 2-2, Karen. The strategy seems to be working so far. We'll see how we go. Kevin is ready. If you want him to go again, do you want to continue?
I do.
All right, Kevin.
Yes, and hopefully it's a new artist.
Kevin, 3. Well, I mean, Dylan Scott's for you. Whatever. 3-2-1.
Yeah, I don't know if she...
Huh? I have no idea. I don't even know if I heard.
I know where she's at.
Oh, it's Cole Swindell.
But all I know is I might get lucky. Cause I'm too sure if I had a meal, time for me a fair. Wait a minute, don't get me going and sail on. Get me going, Jack, Jack, Kilo, I'm apple pie. This is my getting over her till I'm passed out. Drink a pie.
All right, that's Karen. Only needs to get one more.
I forgot Cole Swindell was at Watershed.
Cole Swindell's there, and Karen could be there too. Karen, do you want to give Kevin 1 second of this next song?
Yes.
I like how she's just going to sit back and make you earn it.
I know.
You're working hard, Kevin.
It's not a terrible strategy. I mean, 1 second is difficult.
I don't know why. That song didn't even sound like a song to me. It just sounded like noise for 1 second.
It was the same. It was very hard. And it was like Steve has put these into the middle of the song, which is kind of fun. All right, here we go, Kevin. 3-2-1.
Soaking up some knees.
Is that Zach Top, dude? Zach Top. Sounds like a country song?
Oh!
Soaking up some neon light.
Very unique sound.
Bit of fiddle and a whole lot of country.
I technically can't give it to you.
Why?
Soaking up some neon light. Well, it's a little bit of fiddle and a whole lot of country gold.
It is Zach Top.
Yeah, my whole life.
Sounds like the radio.
Radio, not a country song. It's a radio. It's what you do for a living.
And hopefully this one has the camping package, Jay.
I don't think it does, but you know what? Let me see what I can do for you. But I know for sure you got the tickets to Watershed. I'll look into a couple things for you, okay?
So wait, I lost on that one?
You didn't get the title right.
I got Zach Top, for God's sake.
Kevin.
All right, Karen. Well, you share the name with my mother, and so I feel happy for you that you get to go.
You know, Kevin, Jay's going to check with some stuff and see about the... Oh, no, you lost.
Yeah. Karen, hold on for a second, okay?
All right.
Congratulations. I thought you had it when you said, sounds like... I'm like, oh, he's got it. That was impressive.
I've only heard that song a couple times.
It's a very catchy song.
Zach Top is from Washington,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, correct, yeah.
I can't remember where he's from. Sela? Sunnyside.
I think it's Sunnyside, yeah. That's correct, yeah.
So I remember when he said, I'm from Sunnyside, Washington, you guys, and I was like, oh, gosh darn, cowboy. And then I said,
that's a heck of a
mustache. Do you know Lance Denbor? Because Lance Denbor played at Sunnyside Christian.
Okay.
He was the leading scorer in the state for quite a while. Played at WSU, too.
Yeah, Sunnyside, Washington.
Well, man, it sounds like a country song to me, Kevin.
Sounds like the radio.
Oh.
Let me guess, you're going to play it.
Do you want to hear it?
Yeah.
Go. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Try it again. Start it from the top. You had it. It was perfect.
Kevin James.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Make fun.
The Jay and Kevin Show on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Thursday mornings, we check our emails to see how things are coming in. It's on the air at jnkevin.com. Let's do it.
We've got email. We've got email. Got email. Got email. We've got email.
I did see this on the text line, but I'll address it since it's relatively recent here. They asked about the Borat very nice.
Very nice.
Very nice. We seem to be
like,
saying that.
Why did that happen?
Yeah, and that's a fair question. I think we realized it, or I don't know if I realized it or if I started saying, I'm not sure how it all came about, but.
I do know how it came about.
What was it?
Steve says very nice all the time.
It's the overuse of, for
yeah,
sure.
And so yeah. Steve started saying very nice in a regular voice, and then you picked up and started saying very nice. And then you know me, once I hear something, yeah. I'm going to go bonkers with right. it, and I can't help it. So I've just been saying it the whole time, too.
Bonkers, huh?
Yeah.
I go bonkers, Steve.
Because Steve does, he refers to people, situations, and events. Because Steve is an extremely positive human.
Nouns, people, places, and things, Jay.
Okay. And then he always says the same thing. We're like, hey, I met so-and-so yesterday. Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, she's very nice.
Very nice.
Yeah, so then we just, I was drawing attention to the fact that he uses it.
Very nice. Very nice.
Uh-huh. And so then that is kind of stuck now. Sorry about that.
Yeah, from the 2006 film.
Exactly.
That is current.
Oh, my goodness.
That's very sketchy. Nice.
Yeah, very nice. I don't know. But now he knows he says it a lot, at least. So that's kind of where that originated from. So thank you for asking.
We've got email. We've got
Kevin, I have a bedtime email coming up.
Oh, a bedtime email?
It's a question about...
Wait, is it like you're going to read it to us and we're going to go to sleep?
I don't think so. It's a question about it. But I'll let you go first, though, because...
Okay, well, this one is from Megan, and she says, is it just me, or do other people love guys in a backwards baseball hat? She said, it's my favorite look when my husband does it. I just think it's so hot. But I know other people just think it looks stupid and they say not to do it. So she's just kind of wondering, is she alone in the fact that the baseball hat backwards is the hot look?
Is that why you're doing that right now?
I, Steve, do not have any hat on today, buddy.
You look good in that hat, Kevin.
Steve keeps saying that my hair is a hat.
Oh, I see.
Well, it's fair.
I mean, it is.
My hair right now is the biggest disaster it's ever been, and I don't know what to do. I keep not doing anything with it so that I'll go get a haircut. Hasn't worked
so
yet.
So far, so good. You text in your response to that. I also just put it on the poll. Do guys look hot in a backwards baseball hat? I would imagine it matters on the guy.
I think so. And does
probably.
The age matter?
I would imagine.
I've always been a backwards hat guy, and I'll never stop doing it. I don't think. I think I'll be... 70 years old and I'll still wear a hat backwards. It's just how I like it.
Yeah.
Now, there's times where I wear a hat forward when I need it, like for the reason of a hat. Otherwise,
shade,
it's just,
you mean?
Yeah. And so it's like, well, most of the other time, it's just I didn't do my hair, so I just throw a hat on backwards.
Kat says, love it. Trisha said, backward hat. No, not hot. Petra says, yes. Wait, what is the whole message?
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, my boyfriend is so hot in his hat backwards. He's pretty cute with it forward, too. He's 44. Jacob said, that drives me bonkers.
Jacob?
Jacob said, that drives me bonkers.
What, him saying bonkers or the
he's just being
hat?
Funny.
Oh, okay.
Do I have to say every time someone's being funny or just that particular time, Steve?
Well, I didn't get the funny either.
Well, he said bonkers. That's the funny part.
Yeah, I get it now. Because
okay,
I'll slow
him down.
I said things makes me bonkers.
And Steve referred to bonkers.
It's very nice.
Very nice. See, I think part of it is, a man is like, yeah, it's hot when my husband does it. I think, maybe that's it. You already think the person's hot. Backwards hat.
Sure.
Might,
That probably helps.
Adds to the steaminess, the hotness. Yeah.
And I do feel like it's that the 30 to 40 range, that's a really, I don't know, for some reason that seems to be the age where the guys wear their hats backwards and it works.
This one says, my coworkers make fun of me all the time because I go to bed at 8:30. I mean, I get up pretty early, 5:30. Is it weird to go to bed at 8:30? That's from Troy.
I know so many people who go to bed early, and it's wild to me how disciplined they are with it. But I just think they get used to their routine, and All the people that I know that do it are married, too. So they just do the thing where they're like...
One person goes to bed, the other stays up?
No, they both go to bed. Oh, yeah, okay, they're just like, it's a, we watch Wheel of Fortune, and we're kind of, that's our wind down, we're in bed. One of them, our buddy Reggie.
Yep, they've always been Tuesday early,
Reggie is hilarious because he's, on the weekends, he's a wild man. He'll go out and party and have fun and do whatever, but on the weekdays, man, it's like, nah. We eat dinner. We get in bed.
We're locked in. Yep.
Yeah. I'm like, okay. Yeah, you watch Wheel of Fortune, Jeopardy, and you go to bed.
Everybody needs different amounts of sleep to function. And if that's what you need, then you own the early bedtime. Then you just embrace it. You're like, they're like, you go to bed at 8:30? What are you, 12? You're like, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, I mean, those people that I know that do it, they love it.
Uh-huh. Absolutely.
They love it.
Yeah, just embrace it. Just, you know what, make fun of me all you want, but I'm rested, you're not. So is it weird to go to bed at 8:30? That was the question. Not if you get up at 5:30. I don't think that's weird necessarily. No.
Yeah. I think it's uncommon.
It's quite a bit of sleep.
Yeah.
Is that eight hours? Am I doing that right? Or is that
nine?
9 hours.
Is that
nine hours, yeah. Oh,
okay.
Wow. That would be cool. I don't know. It might be unusual. I don't know if it's weird, but I say just go with it.
Definitely don't want to call it weird.
No.
But I would call it probably uncommon.
Very good, Kevin. I did like
especially
discipline,
this time
too.
Of year, you're going to bed when it's light out.
That part is harder.
That's so weird. Yeah. That's so hard.
Yeah. Well, and the good part is at least at 5:30, it's light. My son the other day had his schedule reversed because he got up really, like, first of all, he worked all day, then he did nights and then the morning shift back to back, so it was a weird one. So he's like, man, I went to bed when it was light and I got up when it was dark. I don't like that at all.
No, that's the opposite of how you want to do it.
Right. And his girlfriend said, so you're like, you're a dad every day.
Exactly.
Yeah, welcome to it.